Another year has come and gone. Are you wondering what the future holds? Are you struggling with the decision about love, money, your career, your family? StarsPsychics.com, that's stars with a Z, has the answers you desire. StarsPsychics.com is the best and brightest advisor site on the internet, staffed by top-rated, professional, fully tested, and certified advisors. This is the real deal. At StarsPsychics.com, you create your own personal account, and you pick your advisor by reading their extensive bios. Then you decide on a budget that you are comfortable with. Your pathway to a clearer and brighter future is just a few clicks away. No gimmicks, no bait and switch. StarsPsychics.com has daily blogs and lots of links to help you develop your own intuition. Log on now. That's StarsPsychics.com. Remember, stars with a Z. And here's the best part. They're available 24/7. StarsPsychics.com. Remember, stars with a Z. You must be 18 years or older. Your future awaits.
Well, hello, everyone. This is StarsCast, also known as Natalie, and I've got the lovely Maya Moon here with me again, and I have Stars Priestess Candy Ranson sitting in the chat room. If anybody would like to talk with her and get one question answered, you can go there to call in. The number is 347-838-9736. Tonight, we're talking about the connection between spirit, mind, and body. Are they really connected? And it will be interesting to see what Maya Moon has to say about it, because this is probably her area of expertise. And I'm going to let her start the show off, and then let's see what I can add to it. Go ahead, Maya Moon. Welcome.
Okay. Well, hello and welcome, everyone. I'm glad to be here and glad to have you, of course, here with us, as I know Natalie is. We always are. I really like this topic because I feel that obviously, or I would assume if you're listening to this program, then you have an interest in spirituality. If you just happened across it, that's okay. Maybe you'll develop an interest in spirituality. But it's interesting to me that a lot of us may think that there's some connection, but may not fully understand the depth or the channel, you know, the branch, the bridge, if you will, between the connection and how we can actually tap into those resources, you know, in order to improvise and also to reach our potential in all ways. So it's interesting to look at it and to look and say, okay, so does my spiritual energy, does that affect my emotional energy? If so, can I look upon that? Can I turn to my spiritual energy, or can I turn to my emotional energy? And then we look at physical. I mean, there's obviously, when we're talking about physical diseases and injuries, there's no way, short of a miracle, of your broken leg isn't going to heal in 2 days because you tapped into your spiritual potential or your spiritual energy. But they are all interrelated, and just like the physical body, I use this example in my blog. You know, we walk, we're bipedal, so we walk on two legs. And at first glance, we may see, or we may just assume that we're using our leg muscles. But if you look at the science and the biology of the way that our body works together, you can actually see that it doesn't require just the use of our legs, but our stomach muscles, our arms. If you've ever watched anyone who's doing a fast walk or jogging, their arms are helping to propel them, their neck muscles, their back. So there's a lot involved. So if we look at that analogy, then we can kind of see that they're all interrelated. And so one of the things that, you know, we might want to delve into tonight is if there's a leader, if there's one part that kind of oversees the others, or if they're all equal. So with that, we'll see what Natalie has to think about it all.
Okay, well, while you were talking, I was thinking about the time that I was really ill. I couldn't do anything about it, but I was healed. So, yes, the spirit, the spiritual part, it can help to heal you, but we can't rely upon it. You're right. I also broke my foot. Well, you know, I had to go to the orthopedic man and ended up with a cast up to my knee. And that was that. I mean, you know, I had, it wasn't a real, it was a fracture at the top. So it's you know, I think some people can will take this to the point where, well, if I'm spiritual, I should be able to heal myself. Well, you're going to need some help. I mean, I don't think a broken bone, like you said, anything like that is going to just magically go away. It doesn't happen like that. You have to take forth. You have to put yourself forth and seek out the proper attention, the medical attention, just like with anything, even a serious disease. I know what I do for my one girlfriend who's pretty ill is when she has her treatments or she has her scans, I don't know that I do remote with her, but I do send out something to her. And at times she's felt it. She said, I know you were with me. Well, it doesn't take a lot of effort for me to do that, and I did that, I think, with you, Maya Moon, remember? But it's not something that somebody else can't do. So I think they are all connected, and I think sometimes your mind, you can think about something and make yourself truly ill over and over. You can end up with stomach problems. So it's really a fine line, don't you think, Maya, a nice balance between the three? It's not just a easy thing to go through. I mean, to say, well, okay, I'm going to heal myself. I'm not going to go to the doctors because I'm spiritually, you know, I'm really spiritual, so I should be able to do it myself. It just doesn't work that way, except in the instance, and kind of with me. But you see, I did go to a physician. I had two physicians working with me. So the spirit part really did not take over the healing totally. It was kind of a combination. So it was a group effort, if you will, and I think that needs to be understood about it. What do you think, Maya?
Yes, I would agree. I would agree that, you know, everything comes into play, and when we're trying to heal, like, you know, if we have an emotional issue that we're trying to recover or heal from or get past, I believe that our physical well-being. So I do think, yes, that they're all interrelated and that they can either by, in a sense, beckoning or being aware of and working with each branch of that, if you will, each part of our total being, we can, you know, hasten the healing and we can make our recovery. Or even if there's nothing really wrong, let's say that, you know, we're not healing from emotional grief and we're not healing from a physical disease or injury, even just under everyday type of circumstances, I think the awareness of all the three factors and influences and remembering that they can work in harmony and unity and be aligned, if we're aware of those and we take equal time with, you know, what's the word that I want to use? Okay, like physical would be, you know, our watching our diet, our exercise, trying to do things that are healthy versus not healthy, and then we spiritual and emotional. So if we pay attention and our goal is to have the best spiritual, emotional, and physical health that we can have, I believe that we can increase the potential that we have for creating and manifesting. You know, we talked about you are what you think. And then also, I believe that it can open doors for us and it can allow us to embrace the moment and prepare for the future so much better than those that seem to see everything as being in a box and single. You know, in other words, I kind of see everything as a separate entity with no overlapping or no no meeting, where the way I don't know how you see it, but I really feel even with physical, even injuries, accidents, diseases, the way my guys have always taught me is not that they're not real. I'm not trying to imply that, but there's always a spiritual, there's always some type of spiritual energy lesson or component in our illnesses. There's always a symbolic, if you will, just like I feel about the weather. So there's always a meaning for that. So I don't know how much you see. And I was going to ask you, do you feel that one is the leader, or one takes precedence over the other? Or do you feel that it depends on the circumstances? I mean, when you look back over your life, you said you were ill, and then you said you had your leg, your full leg in a cast. Do you feel that one can be more in charge, I guess, for lack, just to simplify the terms? That's not really the appropriate term I would use, but do you feel that one is a stronger influence maybe than the other? Do you see them all as equal, or how do you?
Well, I think, you know, it depends upon that person, how they live their life. Like when, and I can only go back to what happened to me. Now, I was helped spiritually when I got very ill, because what they were giving me was not curing me of anything. All they were doing was keeping other things away so that I wouldn't, you know, get seriously ill with like pneumonia kind of stuff, a secondary stuff. And of course I had healing to the max, I think, and other things happened that night. But like I had somebody tell me once, like when you lose your voice, kind of, which we both get raspy sometimes, it yeah. means you need to tell somebody off. She told me that. She says, well, it's because that you need to talk to somebody and tell them how you feel. You need to stand tall. That's why, because it affected the vocal cords. Well, you know, you could think about that. And when I'm thinking about my leg here, I'm trying to think what occurred at that time. I can't relate it to anything that maybe I didn't do that I was supposed to do. But for me, I think it's an individual thing. For me, I think they all work together. Spirit, mind, and body work together. I don't think one can override the other, maybe a little bit. It depends upon the person themselves. So it really is an individual thing. I'm trying to think if there's any other circumstances that I had. Gee whiz, I lose my voice occasionally, and does that mean I'm supposed to tell somebody off? No, Natalie doesn't do that. Maybe get authoritative. Maybe that's the word that I have to get a little stronger with.
Now, I would say that when we lose our voice, I mean, we could take it, depending on the person, we can take it one of two ways. It could either mean that we're overstepping our boundaries, and we're perhaps butting in too much, so we're speaking too much out of place,
right.
Or I agree with you that it could also mean that when there's something to do with our voice or our throat, that we're not speaking up enough, and we're not,
right.
We're not setting good boundaries, we're not sharing our feelings, we're holding too much in. So I believe there's a lot of, and again, just to be very, very clear, in no way, shape, or form am I or my guides are we trying to imply that disease, injury is something that's psychosomatic, meaning that we're imagining it because it's actually spiritual. Absolutely not. It's very real, painful. It exists on the spiritual plane, and it is very, very real. It just does also have connotations or symbolisms for spirituality, just like weather. My guides believe that the weather is often a reflection of our universal. For anybody that reads the blog on my monthly, what my guides write about the energies for the month, the weather is always very symbolic as to what our universal lessons and energies are. But that doesn't mean that the tornado we might experience or the thunderstorm or the earthquake is any less real. So just to be clear, because I think for a lot of people, especially those that have chronic illnesses, and I don't know if this happened with you, maybe it doesn't sound like it really did, but, you know, there's a lot of people, a lot of humans that have debilitating chronic illnesses, and they go from doctor to doctor to doctor, and no one seems to find an answer. And rather than, you know, perhaps just being really honest and saying, I know something isn't right, I'm just not finding it, and I'm trying to figure out the next step, they have a tendency, especially, I don't want to make judgments, but sometimes people of certain stature seem to be quicker to make assumptions. And when they're relied upon to find the answer and they're unable to, they can often, you know, turn that into making the person feel that they've made it up or they're exaggerating and there's nothing really wrong with them. Why I'm making such a big deal of saying, I know there's a lot of people out there suffering with various, you know, ailments that they are not being validated for. So just because there's a spiritual component doesn't mean that it isn't any less or more real. It is, but I feel everything, at least that's what my guides have taught me, that everything from the smallest thing, from an earache to a stub toe, there is some connection to our spiritual and probably our emotional, but they seem to go more with spiritual. But I like what you said about it being individual. I think that's true. Depending on where we're at in our life and what our current lesson and path is, probably does have a significant factor and influence in what, you know, what we're supposed to learn and what is taking the lead or what is the, you know, what's the more important or the more, what there's more emphasis on, I suppose, I guess is what I'm saying.
Exactly. That's what I think. And it has to be wherever you are spiritually. What, you know, and sometimes, you know, you can make yourself feel really good or you can make yourself feel even worse. And that can be an emotional kind of thing. Headaches, we can use headaches as an example. Sometimes things happen to us and we dwell upon it day after day, and then pretty soon we get these headaches that are so awful, they don't go away. Sometimes it's just a matter of dealing with things. It's really tough. For me, I believe they all work together. But not for everybody. It doesn't happen that way for everybody. I think it just depends on how you feel about things. I know how you feel, Maya, and you know how I do, and Candy, who's in the room right now, and many others, that to me the spiritual is probably the top one. But you know, there are diseases out there and things, and we cannot even begin to touch on that. We have no idea. But I think if you can get a nice balance with all three, it might help you out. Maybe just seek more spiritual growth to make yourself feel better. Like somebody who gets migraines. Sometimes you get migraines, and what does that mean? I mean, is that something physical? Is it something spiritual? I think it's a combination probably, but it depends. I mean, I've not been – you have migraines, don't you, Maya?
Well, yes. I don't really have – true migraines, I haven't for a long, long time, but I do have very severe headaches. And, I mean, it's always harder, I think, to look in our own life, but we should. I think anytime we have, I guess that was my point, anytime we have something that comes along, especially if it seems to be repetitive, like a headache or a backache or whatever the case may be, I think that there's no harm in taking a moment and just thinking about our emotional, you know, energy and our spiritual and just looking at both of those factors and seeing if, you know, am I doing everything possible? Am I being true to myself and my path? Is there anything that I am not following or I'm avoiding or so on? And, you know, just see if perhaps there is another component besides just the physical, because I believe that it is very possible that our body doesn't just warn us that something physically is wrong, so we get symptoms of, you know, a disease by, you know, first we get minor symptoms, so hopefully we, you know, react to that and see a doctor. But I also feel that it can be symptoms of something spiritual or emotional that we need to change, alter, or, you know, do something a little differently. Maybe we've just forgotten to stay, you know, on that true path. And so that's our way. That's a way of being reminded, is our physical body is really an amazing thing. And I believe that it's a tool and it's very hard to ignore. So I guess I believe that human beings, most of us, not all of us, of course, but most of us can more easily ignore our spiritual and emotional selves easier than we can ignore our physical, because our physical, we rely on that so much. I mean, to get up, to take a shower, to go to work, to sit down, to pour a cup of coffee. I mean, really everything that we do, we rely on our physical dexterity and abilities to do. So when something is interfering with that, although it could just be, I mean, it very well is a symptom of some type of physical disease, I believe that it can also be useful in reminding us to take a moment and revisit or visit with our spiritual and emotional paths and energy and influences to see if perhaps we've gotten off track spiritually or emotionally. Because I believe that quite a bit of the time we're going to find that something has been ignored, denied, left behind, or not even, maybe it's just not fully embraced as it should be. And so that's, I mean, if you think about it, our bodies are really amazing things. I mean, if we think about it, I mean, think about all the things that our bodies do, how we breathe and our heart beats and all the things that we do without even having to think about it. So
exactly. You know, Candy brought up something in the room. She said there was a man, he was in a car accident. He was quadriplegic, three quarters. And she says the doctors came from all over the world every time he went for a doctor visit to study him, because medically he wasn't able to walk, but he could walk. And he explained it as mind over matter. I saw a picture today, and I don't remember where I saw it, on something on the computer. I know, when I was on America Online, it talked about somebody who was training for the Olympics, and they had only one leg. I mean, just think about something like that, what that would take to get this person to override everything medical and be that determined. Now, that has to be mind, body, and spirit all together. You know, and we see it all the time, really. You can read about people like that all the time, that all of a sudden, and I don't know that it's not, I don't want to call it a miracle, because I'm very funny about the term miracle. But maybe because of his determination, or this girl's determination, it was a magazine. She was going to be in a special part of the Olympics, you know, for people who have had injuries and that kind of thing. And it was amazing. I mean, I read those stories all the time, and I'm sure you do too. But there has to be a connection, I think, altogether, something that they get a hold of that makes them so determined. And don't you think that that is all three areas, Maya?
Oh, yes. yes. And I love that Candy brought that up, because I agree with you. I believe that miracles are very, I believe that we're all equal in the sense of deserving a miracle in our future, but miracles are not something we see every day. And a miracle is just, it's something very, very different. It's something that surpasses and just, I mean, it just is a huge thing. But what I talked about before, and it was something that someone said who had been battling cancer their whole life, and they still were, but they were continuing to do as much as they possibly could. And when they were questioned about it, their response was something that I will never forget, and I always remind myself of. And they said, you know, how do you, and this to me falls on the side of spirituality and, you know, kind of like with Candy's, with what she added in rather than an actual miracle or a healing taking place. It's something that's within us. And the answer was that I let my spirit tell my body what I can do. If I were to rely, this is what this person, their response to, how are you able to, with everything that you've been through physically, and of course we know something like cancer takes a huge emotional and spiritual toll, but their question was asking them, you know, how do you continue to do this work? And, you know, I mean, not that there wasn't some instances where there was interference, but basically live a quote-unquote normal life. And that was their response, is that if I were to allow my body to stop me every time, I would never be, I would have stopped a long time ago, and I would probably have ended up getting sicker and possibly even leaving this world. But instead, I've chosen to let my spirit decide what my body can do. And I thought that was a very profound and meaningful statement. And so I think that that can often be used as a guideline for many of us that are facing issues, whether they're emotional or most especially physical. And so I feel that is how these amazing humans that, you know, I mean, look at the ones that there was one not too, wasn't too long that made the paper that his, I believe it was his, you know, one man, it was a private plane, and he had crashed in the ocean. And he made a very big mistake of not reporting in as he should have that he was going off course. And he had a raft, and because he was so far out from where there was a storm at sea from where they were expecting him to be and what his login itinerary was, and I'm not sure all the details, there may be more, you know, details to the story that I'm sure they have a radio and all that. I mean, I know they do. But at any rate, he survived something like 120 days on one of those round blow-up rafts, and he had one or two of the little water purifiers that can turn the salt water into regular water.
Yeah, into regular, uh-huh.
But he had no fire, no way of cooking, and, I mean, his machines, those, whatever they call them, those water transfers, I mean, they're only meant for emergency for a few days or maybe a week. They're not meant for, 3 or 4 months of time. And he was able to somehow, you know, continue to fix them, to keep them working enough to get enough moisture. And he was found and survived. It was actually a boat. I believe it was a Russian boat. he was in waters and he happened to float or come close enough to one of the channels where the boats go through, the transport, import and export boats, the channels. And so it was a Russian boat that found him and saved him. But to me, that is, that's a very good example of mind over matter or spirit over body, because many people in that situation, I believe, without the strength of spirit and faith and so on, would have given up and would simply have perished and not been able to survive.
Oh, yes, for sure. For sure. And I bet you any money he had some kind of spiritual base somewhere when he was not on the water, because that just doesn't happen just out of thin air. He had something that he believed in, and he worked with that. I often think about the planes that go down and stuff. You know, that's just horrific to me. You know, but oftentimes people are saved. I don't think people will say, oh, that's a miracle. I don't even know how you would say what a miracle is. A miracle is something that there is no rhyme nor reason for. Somebody was not there to help. Something, you know what I'm saying? It was just supposed to happen, and that's all that it was, and that could have been spiritual. I mean, maybe a miracle is really something very spiritual, but you hear that every once in a while. Somebody who should not have made it, period, did. And, I mean, that's heartwarming to me. I love to hear that. I love to see those stories. I guess it was in my Self magazine that this girl did this, and you see it all the time. They run races, and they win, and what inner spirit they have, what drive they have. And if you could just talk to them and ask them, but how did you do this? Why did you do this? You know, but this man on this raft, that was amazing, wasn't it, to survive. He must have calmed himself down, because a lot of people would have panicked and thought, okay, now here's what I have to work with. I have to figure out a way to use this water that I'm floating on to be able to drink it, or I'm just going to dehydrate and I'm going to completely, that'll be the end. I'll be in the sun and all of that and any weather. He had to really stop and think and maybe ask for help. You know, I need the wisdom here right now. I need to know what I need to do. I think a lot of people can do that. Maybe they don't rely upon it enough. I wish they would, but I think there's a lot of people that could do this, but they don't. But then, you know, too, you think about it, like he must have gone on after he was found and everything, gone on because there was still more work for him to do. He was not done. And so he got everything he needed so that he could survive. I think that's a beautiful story. It really is. That really is.
Right.
It's not just fortitude. It's something else. I mean, you know, a lot of people say, well, I could do that. I'm real tough. No, it's not just being tough. It's a bunch of things together.
Yeah.
You know, it's not, I don't know. My son and I have talked a few times. I asked him once, I said, if you were on a plane and you had to fly it, could you do it? He said, well, I think if I had help on the ground and the tower, I probably could. He said, what about you, Mom? I said, oh, yeah, I could. I wouldn't be afraid. I would not be afraid. I would do it. I know I could do it. I know my son could do it. So you have to have something inside you also that you've been born with, that you believe that spiritually you're going to pull through this. Of course, when I was sick, I wasn't that spiritual then. But then I had like an awakening. I mean, we've talked about my childhood and stuff. I think it was always there. I just didn't tap into it or know what it was. Nobody trained me. Nobody told me anything about it. I don't even think when I went to church, I knew what spirit was or spirituality was. I listened, but it was different then. So the churches now are really so much more. They're nicer and they're relaxed, a nice atmosphere, and you learn so much. But I think that if you have it in you, and this man could have been really strong off the water. He could have shown something inside that some people would say, well, I'm not surprised that he did that because he did this and this and this. So there are unique people out there that can really tap into what they need at that right moment in time. But to be on the water like that, that would be scary. And, you know, I'm petrified of water. That would not be good for me. No. Oh, don't put me on water. But, you see, I wouldn't be on water and be in that predicament. I wouldn't in the first place, so that I wouldn't need anything for help. But this man, he found it, he got it, he had it. That was it. It was meant to be for him. But I think everything was working in his favor, his body and his mind and his spirit. That's how I feel about it. I don't know about you, Maya. What do you think?
Well, I think the same thing. I mean, some of the comments that he made is he wasn't spiritual before. He certainly was after.
Right.
Because, I mean, he said that you don't even, I mean, he said you can't even describe the loneliness, sharks.
Exactly.
I mean, it just
that would have been scary.
Yeah. And he just said that, I mean, I'm trying to remember. Basically, he just said he was not going to allow himself. He thought about his family. I don't believe, from what I remember, that he was married or with anyone. He was, so he would have been single. And he was under 30 or 30-ish, you know, younger man. So it would have been his parents and siblings. And he said, you know, when they asked him, well, what, you know, what kept you going? He just said, I just kept imagining my parents. And I just kept thinking, I can't allow myself to give up. He said, if something happens and I'm overtaken by something and I have, you know, I fight or I give everything I've got and it's not enough, then that's that. But I'm not going to allow myself to give up. So he said every day he marked off somehow the days. Of course, I mean, they knew anyways. But he said he marked off the days and that he just kept thinking that it was his family and that, you know, I mean, I know there was more to it. I don't remember his exact words, you know, about spirituality or divine or God or creator. But I know that he just felt that it was something that he never would have expected to find himself in that predicament. It was nothing that he was ever prepared for, and that he just chose to believe that as long as he believed and as long as he was willing to keep going and not give up, that he would make it, and that it was, you know, mainly the thought of his loved one, and that kept him going, that you know, and so that's what happened. So it did keep him going.
That's amazing. And
it is. I mean, really, I mean, I think a lot of us, you know, we try to put ourselves in that situation. And, you know, I would like to think that if that were me, that I would be that strong. But I don't know if we really, really know until we're in a situation like that. I mean, I don't know if we can really judge, you know, if we have the perseverance and the courage and the willpower to keep going. I would like to hope that I would, but it's just hard to say because I can't imagine the desolation. And I mean, he said, you know, that shark, he would see sharks gathering. And, you know, he was just in a little blow-up raft that had, like, a partial, I don't know if you've seen them, but they have a partial covering from the sun.
Yeah.
So he said it would have, I mean, all it would have taken is one chomp and, you know, through
oh,
the
yeah,
chamber.
It would have, yeah, that raft wouldn't, it would cease to exist. Exactly.
Right. Yeah.
One good-sized bite from a shark, that would have been the end. Because it would have fell apart under him. And, yeah, and yeah, but, so that was spirit, that was mind, that was body, that was everything. Just, we do have a caller, if you'd like to talk a little more, Maya. Let me see what this caller, if they want to share something or just listen. So I'll be right back, okay?
Okay. So with that being said, I think for many of us, when we're undergoing, you know, I mean, even some things like a cold, I mean, if it's not really interfering with our life, with work or family or work, then I guess there's no reason to explore the meaning. But when we become ill or something occurs that does interfere with our life, I think it's an opportunity for us to look a little deeper and, you know, perhaps look at our emotional and spiritual life and see if there's something that maybe we need to change or we need to spend more time on, we need to look into more, time to reevaluate our path. So, I mean, I do think and feel strongly that there is a relationship between mind, body, and spirit. And if there's a leader, then I would have to say that I'm of the mind, or it is my belief that our spirituality, however we define that, that is our leader, that a strong sense of spirit, spirituality, which includes faith, hope, and the ability to believe in self and to have the courage to keep going. I do really believe that that can see us through our emotional traumas and our physical traumas more so than the other can affect us spiritually. So I would have to say
I agree. Our caller disconnected. So, but I was just thinking here, too, about when you were talking, you know, like when you have stress or emotional stress, something's really bothering you and you can't get a hold of it. Like it's happened to me many times. All of a sudden, it's gone. But I seek spiritual help. I seek, as you know, I ask for help. I think your belief system has to be strong. You really have to believe in that which you cannot see with your eyes. And I tell a lot of people this because they'll say, well, how are you like you are? And you know, Maya, myself and Candy and you and many, many, many others, we are like a unique kind of group of people, a big, huge group, yes. But there are so many people out there that they look at you like there's something wrong with you. Really? You really believe like that? Yes, I really do. And maybe this gentleman had that strong belief, like we figure he did. He must have. Even if he didn't discuss it, he believed. He had a belief system going for himself also. And that's a wonderful thing. It really, really is. It doesn't mean that it's going to be a cure-all for everyone. I wish it was, because if it was, then we would be definitely overpopulated with people, because a lot of people do believe in things, and they try and try and try, but it just doesn't work out for them. But I'm sure there's a reason for all of that. But I'm trying to think if there's any other incidents that I'm aware of that happened. I don't think so. Those are the major things that ever happened to me. And, you know, sometimes maybe in the work that you do, Maya, maybe you've heard some things from some clients. But I love to hear stories where this just could not have happened, but it happened. somebody, their thought processes, whatever, like this man on the water. I mean, if a shark would have gotten that rat, that would have been the end. He wouldn't have survived. He just wouldn't have, because there would have been a school of them coming. But, you know, it, maybe he sat real still. He didn't show his fear. There was a lot of things going with that man. Let me tell you, a lot of things going for him to help him to survive. And it wasn't just the fact that he knew how to change the water. There was other things. He had help that he couldn't see. That's what I believe in, and that's how I've always believed. Even as a little girl, I used to talk to whoever was listening. I didn't even ask for any specifics like I do now. But I think you have to have a good belief system, and I don't know if you can teach somebody that, Maya. Can you? Can you really work with people that are so skeptical that they just don't have it in them? They're so negative about, maybe it starts when you're little. What do you think, Maya? You know, when you're a little kid, that if you're not taken to church and you don't learn about God or whoever you believe in, it might not necessarily be God, because in other countries it's not God per se. They have other things that they look up to. But you see, I think that happens when you're little, and maybe some don't. I mean, it's amazing when you think about all the people in the world and things that have happened to them, and the survivors, and those would say, I just believed. If their belief was so strong that it overtook everything else for them. I like to believe that that happens. I mean, maybe I'm a dreamer, but that's how I feel about things anyways. I just think anything is possible. I really do. Anything is possible. Don't say it's a done deal, because you don't make the done deals. Something can change all of that. Did it say what kind of work this man did on the raft? What kind of work he did when he was not on the raft, you know?
No, I don't remember. I'm thinking that he was probably a pilot because...
he was flying his plane, right?
He was flying a private plane. But unless you're very wealthy, which it didn't indicate, and the little bit that I saw of him, he nor his family were wealthy. So for him to have a private plane and to, you know, it was common for him to visit. I'm trying to think where he lived, and I believe he lived in Alabama. And so it was typical for him to often take trips and his little one-seater, you know, one plane. So I'm going to assume, I believe that he was probably a pilot, because to get your, you know, your private, you know, pilot license, again, right, unless you're, I mean, to own even a small plane like that, it is very expensive, and it didn't indicate that. So I'm pretty sure he was a commercial pilot, and he may have done, I know he did, it was something to do with flying, but he was off, I believe it was just a day trip, but weather was coming in, and the only thing that a couple things that I remember is that, you know, you're supposed to make sure that you give your route, and I mean, you should do that.
Oh yeah,
no matter
you are.
What. And he had veered, and of course, you have to be, if you're going to land, you have to be in control. But he had decided to veer and take a different path to avoid weather, and there were some communication issues, and so he did not make his plan that he was changing routes clear. He did not get the
They couldn't look for him because they didn't know where he was. They didn't know where he went, exactly.
Right.
He veered off because of weather, but he couldn't relay the information to the tower. You know, I'm changing course here because of bad weather or whatever. Yep, exactly.
But these people, they really are amazing. And I have, you know, dealt with clients that, and that's one of the things that has kept me going and helps me to learn and, refreshes my spiritual beliefs, renews them, is, you know, people that overcome such great obstacles and are able to, or those that are willing and have lost their spiritual way, but truly desire to get that back. They really want to be able to feel, I mean, not just say, oh, I have hope and I have faith, but to truly feel it and be able to embrace the world in a hopeful and faithful way, and not really expecting, but open to potential. And so, you know, it's amazing to me that you have people that have had what I would consider somewhat normal, I mean, maybe a little bit traumatic events, that completely lose all their spirituality and all their ability to have hope. And then there's other people who have been through such devastating, horrific events. I mean, there's many of them. I mean, Helen Keller's a very famous one. I brought her up before. I mean, look at what she did. She ended up, even though she was unable to, she was a mute and, you know, of course she couldn't speak, but she became well known as a motivational speaker with a translator.
Exactly.
And was someone that instilled inspiration. And so, I mean, there's a lot. I love hearing those stories too, because, I mean, just knowing that the courage or the strength of the human spirit can see us through no matter what challenges are thrown our way, even without a miracle. To me, like, the difference between that guy would have been, he would have been found in 2 days, even though all the odds were against him. Now, that would have been a miracle.
Exactly,
but,
yeah.
What he endured was, you know, like he said, he went through storms and, you know, I mean, he said, you can't even put words to it when you're just being thrown about and tossed about this. And I always think, how does something like that, a blow-up raft, I mean, I know that it's got several layers and it's designed for this purpose, but I don't...
Right, it's pretty thick rubber. It's pretty thick, yeah. It's pretty thick.
I mean, I could never understand the schematics of how that type of... I don't even know what you'd call it. I mean, you certainly couldn't call it a ship, but how that kind of vessel could maintain... But I guess that's what surfing and boarding is all about, is that you are able to ride the waves. I know that he didn't have any whatever when he had to jump out of the plane or got out of the plane or whatever. I know he didn't have any paddles.
Yeah.
So
he just floated around.
Right. Now I know he just a few things. He had to eat his fish raw because he had no way of making a fire. But I mean, that's what sushi is. I've never even tried sushi, so I can't comment on that.
No, me either. Me either.
But
a lot of people like
it. It is amazing.
That's a wonderful story. Wonderful, wonderful story. Well, we have about 5 minutes left here, but I do want to tell everybody next week, Monday is the 4th of July, so we won't have a show. And then Maya Moon and myself are going to try to gather up the weeks and see what we're going to do throughout the summer. Everybody likes to have a break. I know Maya likes to have a break, and myself, you know, we'll work it out however we have to do it. But I don't remember what we did last year, Maya. I think we took some time off, I think.
Oh, yeah,
like
we
three
did.
Or 4 weeks.
We
or, yeah, 3 or 4 weeks. I have to look at my calendar because I wrote it down. And then we brought the show back closer towards, like, after the school year, you know. So we're going to be heading into July, you know. I, like I said, I don't know for what we're going to do about that next week, which is the 11th of July, having a show, and then make the announcement that we're going to, you know, what, how much time we're going to take off. But I will look and see what we had before. And but we'll figure it out, and we'll make an announcement, and Candy will have an announcement on Facebook and all that kind of good stuff. I enjoyed tonight. I love talking about spiritual stuff. I love talking about things that have no rhyme nor reason to them, that they just happen. Because of my strong belief, I think, and just warms my heart. I love to hear stuff like that. And I admire people like that. I really do. I mean, it takes an awful lot. You know, I'm not very big. I'm only 5'2", maybe weigh 106, 107 pounds. But oftentimes I think to myself that even though somebody may not be very big, that doesn't mean that they can't do something. Yeah, it's what you believe in yourself. That's why my granddaughter calls me Grambo. She thinks I can do anything. And another name I got to tell everybody, they're going to smile, I'm Gramsicle, like icicle or popsicle. Now she's added Gramsicle to it. But she calls me Grambo, and if you looked at me, you'd say, well, what is she talking about? She just sees strength with me, not my size, but within me. I'm powerful, she said. She said, I just know that if something happened and I needed your help, you could do it. Well, you see, that's faith. That's your belief system, and that's how she believes in me. So,
That's a great compliment coming from your granddaughter.
It really is. And, you know, she just turned 12. She said, I tell everybody how tough you are. I said, but I've never done anything tough. She says, oh, yes, you have. You took care of my grampy. That was being very tough. She said, you were very tough because you didn't put him in a home. And you had to, and she said, didn't say endure, but she said you had to put up with whatever he gave out. It didn't matter. And I said, well, a lot of people do that. And she says, but they're not like you. They're not like my Graham. Sometimes she'll say Graham crackers and, oh, she's a hoot. She's funny.
Yes.
But those are my names that I have. And, you know, it's a very nice compliment coming from a little girl. Well, she's turning into a young woman now. But yeah, so Maya, we'll talk about the shows coming up and whatever. And you want to say your good nights, and then I'll close the show out.
Yeah, and I just want to say to everyone that, you know, remember your spirit has, your spiritual being and energy has unlimited resources, because those come from the divine, whatever you recognize that to be, whether it's Mother Earth or it's Goddess, God, Creator. We have unlimited resources that we can tap into, and I believe that when we do so, we are given a strength and the ability to persevere whatever our challenges, obstacles, and adversity may be. So the next time you feel challenged and you feel that, you know, I can't go on, just dig a little deeper. And try, if you can, to meditate or to at least conjoin or unify with that spiritual energy, because I do believe that it can see us through. And I agree with that gentleman that said, you know, it is our spirit that decides rather than our body. And that's not to make light in any way of those that have physical disabilities. I do understand what that's like. It just means that sometimes we can push ourselves, and even if that means learning to accept our limitations but find happiness within. So with that, I wish everyone a wonderful 4th of July and Independence Day if you celebrate. I hope you have a safe and wonderful time, and that it's not too hot where you are. And God bless everyone. And I guess we'll see you hopefully the week after, until we decide
I think we'll meet the week after, and then we'll have a better handle on how we're going to treat the summertime, if you want, Maya. But you and I will talk about it. And with that, I want to thank Candy, of course, in the chat room. She does everything for Facebook, and I always laugh when I hear my phone go off. Even my granddaughter says, "What is that?" And I say, "Oh, that's just Candy. Don't pay any attention," because I know the sounds, you know. And she does the Twitter, and I do Twitter also. But I want to thank her. She knows we love her very much for all of her work. And Maya Moon knows without saying how much I love her. And I love everybody listening. And just remember to do everything under grace and to give and to be happy and to love people, no matter who they are. Just there's something about them to love. So with that, I will say goodnight before I get too into this and end up getting a little sad. But anyways, we will see you in a couple weeks. And with that, I will say goodnight. Goodnight, Candy. Goodnight, Maya Moon. I love you both very, very much.
Okay, goodnight. Bye.